Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Jim Blasingame, he's the cyber king of small business. Search Google for small business expert, and he's tops on the list.
I guess that makes you number one.
He's number one on Google and number one in our hearts.
Aww.
He's Jim Blasingame, the small business advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. Very excited about having our good friend Bill Brandt back on the show. Bill is a 21-year member, long-suffering member of our Brain Trust. President and CEO of Development Specialists, Inc., DSI.biz is his website. Folks, he's a global problem solver. He travels all over the world helping people, and he's an amazing thinker and a political operative. We cover a lot of landscape with him. And he's become one of our China experts over the last few years, as he has spent a lot of time in that region. And he's our good friend, Bill Brandt. Welcome back.
Well, thank you, Jim. Always a pleasure to be with you, especially to close out an eventful week of quarantining. You know?
No kidding. Bill, it's good to have you back. So a couple of things in this segment. First, I want your perspective on this scenario. You're almost as old as I am. You've been around the block at least twice and been to town a couple of more times. Where would you put what we're dealing with right now with anything in your lifetime?
I think they call it the novel coronavirus, and this is truly a novel experience. I think
unprecedented.
Seen anything like this? Yeah, you know, I think there's a lot of analogies back to the 1918 flu. We're pretty old, but we weren't around then.
Right.
My guess is that you know, the world's a lot more crowded. There weren't a lot of international flights where you could hop to Hong Kong directly from, you know, Chicago in 1918. So what we're seeing is a fantastically quicker spread of the disease.
Mm-hmm.
And frankly, we weren't prepared for it. You know, the question is, will we be prepared next time? Because clearly, this is not the end of it.
Right, exactly. Well, speaking of which, you know, I'm convinced that there's going to be a COVID-21 and a COVID-22 and a COVID-29. I'm not being facetious. I think that's the truth. And so if that happens, I mean, I believe that there's every chance that thousands of people will die from COVID-21 next year, et cetera, et cetera. Well, I don't know that we'll ever kill this thing, but if that happens, can we get a dividend from this scenario, this expensive scenario we're going through right now, this response? Will we get a dividend from this to prevent us from having to do this again?
I think so. One thing I'll concede the president has gotten right is there's about 60,000 people who die every year from flu. And obviously, untold others to die from cancer. We have a high casualty rate every year. They're just not as newsworthy as this particular enterprise is. We obviously will have further COVIDs, and my guess is that we will have we will be better prepared for them. But I think you had to look to the 21st century. I think the interconnection of people, the chain of, you know, the supply chain,
mm-hmm.
the international movements. You're going to see a lot more of this, and the only way to restrict it is to restrict travel. And those are sort of hard-won gains. You know, I think the idea of restricting travel to all parts of the world will be tough for people to swallow after this last 30 to 40 years of open liberalization and being
mm-hmm.
able to get anywhere on a moment's notice.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to change.
Well, I think so,
but
too. Go ahead.
I believe we'll be better qualified. I think nobody's going to be short medical supplies the next time. You can be sure that PPE and other things are going to be manufactured to nice big stockpiles, I think,
right,
in the near future. So, yeah.
And one of the things I've been predicting is that the word redundancy will be a bigger part of globalization. I'm not against globalization, but I do think American global participating in globalization without redundancy for things that we need is not going to be permitted going forward. What do you think?
You know, I always thought much of the American space program, because as they pointed out, in terms of redundancy, they had three or four systems in case the first two failed in every capsule.
Yep.
And I think we're about to go that route. I think we've been winging it in terms of the international trade. This was also new to us, the speed of the supply chains and the rest of it, that we were winging it with minimal inventories on hand and assuming the package would show up the next day.
Yep.
I think there will be a lot of work on redundancy. But I also think, Jim, that a lot of folks didn't really focus on the fact that most of the drugs, critical drugs we need, are now made in China or Malaysia, that the PPE is made in Vietnam or other places. And so even though there's some cost to do it here, I suspect from a national security standpoint, you're going to see the government take a long look at just how much of that should come back on shore.
From your mouth to God's ears, and we're going to have to be prepared to pay that price to have that redundancy, Bill. Thank you for that, folks. That's such sage wisdom from a global thinker and problem solver, Bill Brandt. He and I will be right back. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.